You know, but it'll be fine. We'll get to visit Fatty. I'm sure he'll take us around to all the fascinating places that he goes. He's one of those people that when he drives around, he has a story about everything that you pass. Like, you know, it's like you're like driving. It's like, y'all see that golf gas station right there? That golf sign right there was actually used to belong to Robert E. Lee, which he had in his house, and he used it on top of his shed in the back. It's part of his shed roof that they had right there, and then they hauled it out here and they put it up as the Union 76 station before golf took them over, and now it's the golf station. It's just like he's got some stupid story about every fucking thing that's there in Charleston.
You know, I've never been on his show. Maybe he'll record a little show while we're there.
The gays, too. You're hoping this is the reason that you wanted to drive 7 hours from Orlando to Charleston and then back again.
Is it 7 or 14? Well, oh, you mean it's 14 round trip.
14 round trip. Okay. Yeah. You wanted to.
I got a little scared actually when you said 14 earlier. Wait, I was thinking 14 each way.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He's got some stupid story about every fucking thing that's there in Charleston.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2269 of a BFO for Monday the 10th of October 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, anything interesting? Well, we had a visitor. I think his name was Matthew. Yes! Hello, survivors! Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are survivors. Big Fatty, did the tribe vote you? No, not that kind of survivor. Big Fatty's still here. Big Fatty, you just disappointed someone in Walnut Hills. It's true. But, you know, yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, it's been quite the weekend. And Big Fatty, I will say this. You have got plenty of content for this week. And y'all, I've got phone calls. Y'all, I've probably got 6 Veda calls. But y'all will get all into it when I tell you all about the weekend. Yeah, I see y'all. Everything, just about, is going to be about the hurricane. But y'all, some very interesting things that happened during the weekend. Y'all, coal mine was closed Wednesday through Friday, so people could evacuate. Big Fatty, even your bowels don't need that much. It's true. But y'all, and just for your information, the coal mine remains evacuated today, Monday. But we'll be back. Big Fatty, who's feeding the canaries? Well, I think they have. I think that's the essential personnel feeds the canaries when the rest of us are gone. But anyway, y'all. You know, y'all, they had an evacuation plan for the main expressway here, the 26, if you will. And, y'all, they took the eastbound lanes between Columbia and Charleston, and they reversed them so all lanes led out of Charleston. y'all, the... on Friday, about noon, I guess. I guess sometime that morning on Friday, y'all, they stopped the reversal and they switched it back to east and westbound. So anyway, it's quite the undertaking because that's about 100 miles between Charleston and Columbia. And y'all, you got to think at every exit, you got to have somebody stationed there, to make sure that that people don't get on the wrong way, and y'all, they wouldn't let you get off either. What it was is once you got on, you basically had to stay on. Now, I think that there were selected exits that you were allowed to get off on, but it wasn't every one of them. They wouldn't let you off until, because they wanted you to go to Columbia. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, y'all. One of the things that I did on Friday. No, I didn't. I'll tell you. Well, but one of the things I did over the weekend is, y'all, I took all the ice. Took all the ice out of the freezer, the bin in the freezer, and put it in my ice chest so I could get to the ice, and so it wouldn't melt in the bin if the power went out. But anyway, I'll get to that later. So y'all on for right. Y'all, I cleared the porches of the villa, brought everything in off of those, and y'all, I secured the recycling bins and the trash bin and the charcoal grill. Big Freddy, I thought it was gas. Oh, the gas grill. Yes, Big Freddy. It was just kind of a nice day. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, the hatch just about drove me crazy. My father, if he called once, he must have called every 3 hours. What's the update? I said, there is no update. Y'all, it was a beautiful day. It was an absolute beautiful day. It was overcast. And there was a nice breeze blowing, and it was lovely. The temperature, it was a nice fall day. on for right day, it wasn't even raining. Wasn't even raining on Friday. I made those cookeries. I baked those cookeries that I had bought at the Von's East, so I'd have a little snick. Snicker snack, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I had a few clothes that needed to be washed, and y'all, if you don't have water or if you don't have a power, it's hard to wash clothes. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I got a load of clothes washed. Y'all, it took me a nap that afternoon, and y'all, then on about 2 p.m. in the afternoon, on for right. Y'all, it started to rain, and it wasn't a heavy rain. It was just a light rain, but the breeze began to pick up some. But it was, I would not call it anything more than it became a steady breeze. Okay, and by 6 p.m. In the evening, y'all, it became windy outside. Big. And the rain got a little bit strong. Y'all, we ended up, I think they said we ended up about 10 inches of rain here in at the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And y'all, there was a sports ball game on Thursday night, so I watched that, and I just needed a break from the rat. I needed a rat break and the Weather Channel break, and y'all, I would go between the Weather Channel and the rat, and y'all, even the Nip was checking on me. He dialed in and was watching the live telecast on the computer, so he got to see the rat. Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Y'all, actually, that's Italian Mussolini spaghetti. But anyway, I'll tell you, there's a story behind that I'll tell you in a little while. But y'all, anyway, after the sports ball game, and y'all, I had obviously had power, had the cable, had the inner tubes, everything was just fine. And y'all, I said, I'm just going to bed. I'm just going to bed. And y'all, that's what I did. That's what I did. And y'all, at some point, I want to say it was probably about 2 a.m. in the morning, the wind woke me up, It's not like something hit the house or anything like that. You know, sometimes if there's a bad thunderstorm, sometimes that'll wake you up. And all the way, y'all, it woke me up. And I woke up and the TV is still on. And so, y'all, I started watching the rat. You know, it was 24-hour rat. The auxiliary rats. Y'all, I don't know the rat's probably, but y'all, he's probably drooled so much on his pillow over the past day when this is all over, y'all, that he's had to throw it out. Yes, Big Fatty, good old pillow drool. And I was watching it, and y'all, the storm was moving up from Jacksonville to up to the Savannah. And y'all, they were saying it was gonna make a turn to the northeast, but y'all, it wasn't doing that. And it kept getting closer and closer to the coast. And y'all, the strongest part, there are two parts of a hurricane that are the strongest part. One is the northeast quadrant, okay, from the eye. And the other is the storms right around the eye. I think they call it the eye wall. And y'all, the eye wall started moving ashore down at the Hilton Head Island and down near the Savannah. But y'all, after that started, then it started to make that turn and started coming up the coast. So that eye wall was getting closer and closer to Charleston. Y'all, this was about 5 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, that was the time that Big Fatty said, you know, I'm not sure I made the right decision to stay. But, you know, the die was cast. And y'all, so I decided, well, you know, what I'm going to do, I am going to find some place here in the villa interior room without any windows in it. And y'all, there is nothing. There is nothing except for my walk-in closet in my bedroom. So y'all, I took my pillows and my body pillow and my flashlight and my cellular telephonic device. Y'all, I said, well, if I'm going to glory, I'm gonna put my money clip in my pocket, in my pants pocket. That way, if they find the body, there'll be some identification on it, so they'll know who the hell it is. And if the body wakes up, then I'll have my charge of plates and my cash money, and my ID. So y'all, I went in the closet, and y'all, I was so tired. And y'all, the nice thing about being in the closet, was that I couldn't really hear the wind. So y'all, I absolutely was so tired. I went sound to sleep, And y'all, I turned my cellular. I found the do not disturb feature on the cellular telephonic device. And y'all, I turned that on because I know all of you there've been many of you that have been very concerned. And y'all, it's not that I don't appreciate it, but sometimes Big Fatty has just got to have a little break from it and needed a little rest and everything. And you know, I'm not going to tell you don't check on me, because y'all, you're supposed to check on the elderly. But I there's sometimes that I just have to get back with you. So y'all, I turned that on, and y'all, the next thing I knew, it was Saturday morning, and the TV was waking me up. I'm hearing the rat talking, and I'm going, well, I didn't go to glory, Ready? And y'all, I get up, and y'all, I make my pot of coffee. And y'all, it's and I'm thinking, well, you know, we survived it just fine, y'all. Then about I want to say about 10 a.m. in the morning, maybe a little bit earlier than that. Maybe it was sometime between 9 and 10 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, we were on the backside, Fatty, on the backside of the storm. And y'all, the auxiliary rats surprised me because he says, you know, the winds on the backside can really do a lot of damage, because on the front end, that's where a lot of the rain comes, and there's pressure on like the trees and things like that. It's a constant push in one direction, and then when it comes around on the backside, it's an exact opposite push in the opposite direction, because you know the winds go in a counterclockwise rotation. And y'all, he was right, because y'all, I'm going to tell you something. The winds on the backside of the storm were much stronger, in my opinion, than they were on the front side. And that's based on how the villa is situated. And, you know, and y'all, I'm fairly close on both sides to other houses. I would say I'm probably 10 to 12 feet on each side. Between houses, and y'all, I'm just a little one-story house, and both sides, houses on both sides of me are two-story, and then on the back side of the house, I've got the carport, and so the carport was kind of blocking some of that wind. I only have one window, and it's in the love chamber, and then the back door. Those are the only two openings on the back side of the house, but y'all, I got to tell you, it was a little frightening with the winds on the backside. And y'all, I went from, well, it looks like we made it out a-okay to, oh shit. Y'all, the winds were really whipping around. And y'all, about 10:30 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, y'all, the power went out. And you know, I was you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, you don't want to say anything because you don't want to jinx it. Well, y'all, it got jinxed. So the power went out, and the storm was only moving about 15 miles an hour. So y'all, it took quite a while for the winds and all to make their way, you know, to subside. And as the day went along, the winds got lighter and lighter. And y'all, there wasn't a whole lot of rain on the backside. Most of it, there was some rain, but as the afternoon went on, y'all, it was mainly just the wind. And y'all, it finally just became breezy, and you know, you'd have a gust here and there, but you know, it wasn't bad at all. And y'all, they had curfews in place, and they were telling people to remain in their houses and all this kind of stuff. So Big Fatty just did just that. And quite frankly, that just gets us to the end of the storm. But y'all, that's not the interesting part of all of this, so I'll tell you about it tomorrow. And y'all, I want to thank everybody that sent messages and twitties and just was thinking about Big Fatty. Y'all, it meant the world to me, and I really cannot thank you enough. And I'm so glad to have such good friends that care. Yes, Big Fatty. I'm getting ready now. I've had me a hot shower. Y'all, it's just lovely to have hot water and electricity, let me just tell you. I've had a hot shower, I've recorded the little show, and now, y'all, I'm going to go watch that debate. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And Daniel, what do you think about my hurricane story?
He's got some stupid story about every fucking thing that's there in Charleston.
Oh, and now I can tell you the story about me sleeping in the closet during the hurricane.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.